This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part one of a two-part series. Today, we're going to be exploring the secrets a temple priestess teaches women. Now, as a woman, have you ever wished that you could have gone to school to learn the sacred temple arts of being a better lover? Well, these days, you really can go to a program like that. We have with us here today one of the world's foremost teachers to share with us a little of what goes on in her temple mentorship program. Our guest today is Triambika. So I want to welcome you, Triambika, to our show.
Hi, Patty. Thank you.
Hi. It's so great to have you here. So I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Triambika is a sexual healer and a coach who's devoted much of her adult life to the study and practice of Tantra yoga and the union of spirit and sex. She studied from a variety of sources, including sexual qigong. She took initiation into Kashmiri Shaivist Tantra and has received numerous teachings and transmissions in this ancient and sacred tradition. She currently has a private practice in Santa Cruz, California, and she also teaches programs across the country to men and women on erotic spirituality and Tikini mentorship. So today, we're so lucky to have Triambika with us to get an inside look at what goes on in this very exclusive training program. After all, when we're alone with our beloved, we have that chance to take on many roles, don't we? Including that of temple priestess and healer or Dakini. So let's find out how we can embody these roles in our lives too. So let's get started. And I think the obvious place to begin is to find out, Triambika, with what is a Dakini?
A Dakini traditionally is a mythical figure. She is a spiritual embodiment of enlightened energy in the female form. And she's an active manifestation of this energy, of the spiritual energy. And she comes to us in this form of a muse, of something what we would call in the Western culture an angel, or a type of teacher that can come to us in our dreams, and also can show up in our physical form. Yeah,
wow.
be able to really imbue us with the teachings of how to awaken and enlighten through sexual energy.
Wow, that sounds so beautiful. It's like, I want to be a Dakini. I want to be a Dakini. And so I guess the next question is, can anyone be a Dakini, or is that a mythical figure?
Well, Dakini is traditionally a female, so we'll start with that. I do believe that Dakini can show up in anyone's life, anyone who calls on her, anyone who wishes to manifest that. And it's not always in the sexual form. It could be through dance, through art, through other arts, through cooking. But it's really just calling in that strong, powerful female spiritual energy.
Okay, so it's like an archetype.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so I could be a Dakini then. Great. So that's why you're teaching that school, so that women can actually bring in that energy.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is really something that women have been learning for a long time, right? It's a tantric energy, isn't that correct?
That's true. Both men and women have been calling on the Dakini energy in meditations for centuries, and we come to embody this as women, you know, throughout our life through different initiations.
Okay, great. So I just want to stop for a moment and find out, since you're teaching this, you've walked the path, and quite profoundly, and so I'd like to just find out how you came to walk this path.
How I came into the path of, well, first I was interested in Eastern studies and needed to find a way to reconcile the split that had occurred in me around my sexuality and the religious beliefs that I bought into through my the religion of my parents. So I needed to find a way to mend that, and Eastern studies and Eastern philosophies seemed to really hold a lot of truth for me. As I evolved in that path of yoga and traveling to India several times, I discovered Tantra and found that somewhere in these ancient teachings there was going to be a way for me to become one with all of it, with the sexual, sexy temptress, together with the holy being that experiences God, Goddess in everything I see and do.
Was there any defining moment for you, or was it a gradual kind of assimilation and kind of progression?
Was there any defining moment? I would say yes. When I first experienced a tantric sacred spot session where a female practitioner was stimulating my G-spot, it was the very first time, and I remember having that point access, like as if it were an electric shock that went through my whole body. I screamed and I laughed and I giggled and I cried all at the same time. And there was this image of the temple. And it was so clear to me that I had been there and spent time there. And everything changed from that moment on.
And how many years ago was this?
That was a little over 10 years ago.
Okay, and that changed your life.
It did.
Okay, wow. So, and I'd like to find out, you know, your roots, your teachings really come from a Kashmiri Shaivist orientation. Can you just say a little bit about what that means? I'll bet you our listeners are going, wow, what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Well, Kashmiri Shaivism is a whole philosophy, but in short, just to say, there's no separation between God and self. So whatever we're doing, whatever we're thinking, whatever afflictions we have, our issues, our stuff, our desire to have sex and to unite, all of that is not separate from spirit.
And that's really beautiful. And I mean, there's so many different kinds of tantra out there, but when you see Kashmiri Shaivist tantra, it seems to be a special kind of tantra? Is there some special ring that has?
The tantric texts originate from Kashmir. So these are, you could say, the original forms and philosophies that developed tantra. And then tantra later traveled into Tibet and into the south of India and all over the world from there.
Is there a particular saying from the Kashmiri Shaivist text that you particularly love? Just one that you can think of?
A saying from the Kashmiri text. You know, I have a definition of tantra that I think is very, very much from the Kashmiri tradition. And that is that for me, tantra is the moment-to-moment ecstatic awareness of life exactly as it is.
Wow. That is so gorgeous. So I think that pretty much says it all there for me. So just one more thing. You are now teaching, and I really see a clear progression of how that happened. I'm just wondering, you've been teaching this for some time now. Do you see a growing demand for the kinds of things that you're teaching?
I do. I see people transforming and wanting and reaching out and wanting to know what else is there. You know, people get married, they get divorced, I see the same patterns coming up around sexuality, and people are just not having enough of it, or they're not having enough intimacy. Men don't get enough sex. Women don't get the right kind of sex. And they want to know what else is there, especially in times of trouble like what we're having now in the economy and whatnot. We search out for what else is there. And there is a growing demand, for sure, of these teachings and how to integrate spirit with the one thing that's so important in our life, which is sex.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break, because when we come back, we're going to find out what you actually are teaching your women to teach people. So I myself am just hanging on the edge of my seat. I want to hear. So this is Dr. Patty Taylor. I'm here with Triambika. And please stay with us. You can learn more about Triambika at her website, which is ecstaticawareness.com. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and we are talking with Triambika about secrets a temple priestess teaches women. So, let's find out then. Okay, we're in your Dakini mentorship program, and what are some of the things that you might start out teaching? I know there's probably a million things, because how long do these classes last? Are they like a week long, or...
Right now, I have a mentorship that was started off as a three-day weekend, and I stay with the women for 6 weeks after that, supporting them through emails and phone calls.
Maybe you can just sort of rattle off what's covered in the weekend, and then let's pick a few things to focus in on.
Great. Well, the weekend is something of a level one. It's just the beginning to really... give women an understanding of what it is to show up for anyone, and in this case, we'll say for men, how to really show up as healer, as lover, as goddess. And all of that comes in by truly just adoring their counterpart, adoring their client, their seeker, their man, whoever that is, really just learning how to step into a full place of love and be able to embody their sexuality with love and just pour that down onto that being so that they can really feel what it's like to experience union at this level.
And what are some of the skills that they need on a, you know, for themselves in order to do that?
One of the main skills is self-empowerment and confidence. I think that there's nothing more sexy than a confident woman. And really having tools and tricks that you can pull out from your bag, you can really feel like you know what you're doing. And that level of confidence shows itself in all of your relationships.
Okay, so what would you do then? As a woman, if you're not feeling completely confident, what might be a few things, one thing that you could do to begin to resource more confidence in yourself?
I think that all women have a way of knowing how to be enchanting. And being enchanting can be very alluring for a man. It's not dependent on their body type. It's not dependent on their bra size. It's not dependent on their height. It's simply being enchanting can put someone into a spell of sorts. And it's from that place that we get to play and be whoever we want to be as juicy and sexy as we want, because it's not dependent on the exterior.
And so how would we be enchanting? What would that involve? First of all, I just want to tell my listeners, I know Triambika, and you are one of the most enchanting women alive on the planet, so I want to know for myself so I can model you, starting immediately.
I think one of the first things comes with the gaze, with the eye gaze. And who am I invoking? When I gaze out at someone, and I just pierce someone with my gaze, what's coming forth? You know that look when you pierce someone with your gaze and you are angry and how intense that is? Well, you can equally do that with your empowered sexual energy.
Okay, I'm really going to follow this because I'm thinking out loud. I have met men that have given me that gaze, and I can just come on the spot when I get that gaze. How do you give that gaze? What is that gaze?
It comes from inside. It really comes from inside, and it's not contrived. It's something that just shows up as you begin to really pump the energies inside your body. And literally, we have muscles inside our pelvis that we pump to build those subtle energies of life force and juiciness, and then breathe it up through our body, and then send it out.
Ooh, so that's a really good one. So what else can we do? I know you work a lot with the energies, integrating energies.
Energy is a huge piece here because it's everything. It's all of everything, all of our emotion, our feelings, our sensations, our life force, our creativity. And so what I teach in my trainings is to begin to learn how to feel subtle energy. Sometimes we think that sexual energy has to be this big, dramatic, passionate showing. But really, the goods are in the subtleties. And I teach the women how to tap into those subtleties and begin to expand on them. Not so much so that the sensation expands, but so that we can actually find the power or the enlightened quality.
I am so glad you said that, because I find that is so true for me as well.
Yeah, I bet it is. I know that you've studied a lot of that.
It is. The more subtle a man gets, the more turned on I get, and the higher we go. So how do you tap into those subtle energies as a woman?
Yeah, as a woman, slowing down is huge. And just knowing that stillness, in stillness, there is so much. Just slowing down enough or pausing altogether to really feel what's there. And even just putting our attention, putting my mind and my awareness down into my yoni and into my genitals, just feeling what's really there. Maybe I'll move a little bit, I'll pump the energy there a little bit, and just sensing. And from that place, it really grows. It's just putting, what is the saying? Energy flows where consciousness goes. So if I put my consciousness there, it's going to flow.
Oh, my God, I'm feeling so much energy down there.
Yummy.
I'm going to... I think you're onto something there, Triambika. How about breath and sound?
Oh, breath and sound are two other really important components.
Quick, before the phone wires melt.
I like to emphasize breathing in through the nose, because it really feels like it kind of lifts the sensations down from my yoni and brings them up throughout my body, so that not just my genitals are feeling it, but now my whole spine and my heart and my breasts are just vibrating with all of it. So I really emphasize good, long, slow, deep, full breaths to expand the sensations throughout my body. Breath is the vehicle. It's the vehicle of all life. So we need it. And why would we want to not breathe with our sexual energy? If we want more of it, here's how we can have it. It can be all over our body, not just in that one spot. And sound It sound is another component that I bring in a lot in my work. I find that sound has the ability to raise our orgasmic potential. It raises the octave of our orgasm. When we take our juicy, excited, orgasmic energy and start to move it through our body, it kind of gets into this circuit where it's moving through us, and then we kind of need to blow off some steam, so to speak, letting out some sound, not just a pornographic moan, although they know what they're doing, I have to say, but really kind of letting it out. It's kind of, let me just try it for a moment. I'm pumping my pubic coccygeal muscles, my mula bandha, pumping.
Wow. Right through the phone wires. Totally. Wow.
I just encourage everyone to try it themselves for a little while.
Thank you for that. That was so beautiful. Thank you. That was so beautiful. So beautiful. Listen, we have to take a break, which is good because I think everyone needs to breathe. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I am here with Triumbrica. I promise you we will be right back because we have more, and we're going to talk about some really good stuff. Please stay with us. In the meantime, you can check out Triumbrica at her website, ecstaticawareness.com. And I just want to say, we will be right back. You can find out more about her training. She does teach erotic spirituality, and she's doing these Dakini trainings. There's one coming up May 15th and 16th. In Florida, and she's going to be doing these ongoingly. So if you catch the show after the release date, you can get it again and just see what she has to say. It's a great, great website. So just wanted to put that out there.
I just want to make a correction that in the May 15th, 16th, 17th training, it's going to be in Oakland, California.
Oh, really? Okay, so maybe we'll just scratch that and just say again, check out her training May 15th through 17th in Oakland, California.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from PersonalLifeMedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
We're back, and we're talking with Triumbrica about secrets a temple priestess teaches women. So, mostly when I have talked to women, that their questions eventually, when they get right down to it, often come down to either they're not orgasmic. They're orgasmic and they want to feel more, or they want to have multiple orgasms. So maybe we have time to touch on those three topics. I don't know if we do or not, but do you want to pick any one of those to talk about?
I think non-orgasmic is important.
Okay.
What I say to the women who come to see me who are non-orgasmic is, you know, first and foremost, it takes a certain amount of surrender, of letting go completely in order for orgasm to occur. And often if we are in our heads or worried about something, or if our heart is having some stuff going on, it's almost impossible to really let go, especially if we've never done it before. And so I really encourage women to get massage, get full body massage, and get yoni massage, get those areas loosened up, and not for the purpose of producing orgasm during the massage, but more just really to relax the bands and the sheaths of the tissue there that might be contracted in a way that they don't realize. It's almost like there's a certain amount of contraction that needs to take place in order for orgasm to occur. And if you're already tight and contracted, then there's no space for the pulsations.
That's really profound. I really like the way you put that. That's beautiful.
Thanks. And you know, there's also a lot to be said about meditation and the way that we learn to be still and relax and let go of some of our intense thoughts through meditation. It's a way that we can bring our meditation into the bedroom and start to just really let go of thought and of worry and everything else and just tap into just sensation. If women are not touching themselves, then they need to be, because no one will know how to touch them better than they will.
You're right. I'm going to start touching myself right away.
Right away. Let's do it together, shall
we? All these men that are giving me orgasms, I really ought to start giving them to myself. Anyway, I love what you're saying. Especially, I was curious, what percentage of women do you think are non-orgasmic that you've run into?
I have run into a lot of non-orgasmic women. And if they are, there's a couple different variations. You know, some women have never experienced orgasm, and some women have an incredibly difficult time getting there.
So, because I'm just wondering if this is one of those things that, like, a lot of women aren't talking about, and maybe we need to bring it out in the open and, you know, start acknowledging it, like, take the secrecy off of it. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do think it's important to talk about. And I think that women can stop being hard on themselves if they're trying to get there and it's not happening. And don't let anyone lay a trip on you.
Good for you, yeah.
Because I think a lot of times men want to see that they gave you an orgasm. And nobody gives you an orgasm. It's only you. And so I think that we need to do the deeper work of seeing where are we contracted, where are we conflicted in our life, where are we holding on, where are we not willing to surrender and let go, and then let that translate into our sexual experiences.
Well, I just love talking to you because everything you say is so beautiful. And the other thing I'm just thinking out loud here is that sometimes I tell my friends or lovers, or I'm just joking around at a party or whatever, and I say, you know, who wants to have an orgasm? You know, it's like the last note of an opera, or it's the last bite of a 16-course meal. I mean, the way we think of it in the West, I mean, it's like the whole experience should be the orgasm, you know? It's the whole, everything we do, and then the last note should be going over the edge. So in a funny way, when the whole focus is on that last note, it kind of is not necessarily a good focus. So what you're saying is very beautiful, where it's the massage, it's opening up the space, I want to see just a world where it's not performance oriented, like what you're saying, and where we're really in our hearts and the connection, and probably would really support people in being, you know, have more pleasure and feeling.
Absolutely. The journey is so delicious. Oftentimes when I'm working with individuals and we're raising sexual energy, I just really have them capture the experience while they're in it. Like, this is it. This is the journey. This is what we've been waiting for. The end, it'll soon come, no doubt. But pay attention to what's happening here and now. It's that moment-to-moment ecstatic awareness of what's so, of just what's happening.
Well, I know in our next show, I'm going to get into some real actual examples from your working with clients, and I'm counting the minutes. But before we close out the show, can you just give us maybe one example of working with a woman on some kind of orgasm issue and just what happened?
What happened is that everything got really wet.
So start from the beginning. What was your issue and what happened?
A woman I worked with recently, a young woman actually, just had never found her G-spot. Didn't know quite how to access it and didn't think her boyfriend was getting there, and just knew that she could experience more pleasure than what she was experiencing. And we did some work together. We massaged and explored inside, and what we do is kind of go in without an agenda first and move around inside of her yoni and then find any spots that feel like there is emotion stuck there or trauma. And she moved a lot of emotional energy. It was very powerful through breath and through sound. Eventually the tears came. And shortly after the tears, I just continued to stimulate her and kind of direct her awareness to her G-spot. And within moments, tears turned into laughter and turned into these crying out delicious moans of pleasure. And then a few moments later, everything got really wet, and she was ejaculating. And she was just giggling and giggling. I couldn't stop giggling. She went from rage to anger to sadness to just total giddiness. It was wonderful.
Wow. Wow. So beautiful, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful. And it's like that, isn't it? Just like the whole thing, everything, the tears, the joy, the laughter, the mystery, the surprise, the everything.
Yeah, it really is beautiful, actually.
It's the whole journey.
And it's an honor for me to show up in this way with people. It's just, I am continually floored. That's possible.
Well, on that beautiful note, we're going to close out the show. I'd like to invite you to just leave our listeners with one final thought for the day, as they may be just turning their, you know, iPod or their radio or whatever right after this. So close out the show to leave us with all inspired.
One final thought for our listeners is, because this was regarding women, I think it's important to recognize that in order for a woman to really open in her sex, she needs to feel open in her heart. She needs to feel safe. So if men are listening, go ahead and charm her, adore her, compliment her, and really, really show her she's loved, and you'll get the response you're wanting. Because those two are so deeply connected for women.
Wow. What a beautiful thought. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming on our show. So that does bring our show to a close. And we do have a part two of the show where we'll be talking about men and also just some examples from your practice. So it should be an amazing part two. And so we will be back. And in the meantime, we have been talking with Triambika. And you can, as I say, find out more about her and her work. I highly encourage everyone to check out her website and get to know more about Triambika. Just go visit her website. It's really, really fun. And she's gorgeous, gorgeous human being. ecstaticawareness.com. And anyway, this is Dr. Patty. And you can send me email, patty@personallifemedia.com, for texts and transcripts of this show. You can write me. You can visit personallifemedia.com, and you can also visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com. So that's all for now, and I remain yours, and I will see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.